Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is, I am the successor trustee to my parents' trust. My younger sister is the primary trustee. The issue is that she fails to take her responsibilities seriously, putting two of my parents' investment properties at risk of tax foreclosure. She consistently fails to make the mortgage payments on time, resulting in additional costs for the trust due to interest and late fees. In short, she ignores my older brother and me when it comes to causing waste at the properties. What can my siblings and I do here to get control of the homes? Am I being too pushy here? My answer is, you have the option to remove her from her role as the primary trustee. To do so, you would need to file pleadings with the probate court and prove your case. Only a probate judge can remove her as a trustee and replace her with you as a successor trustee. You would need to consult a probate attorney and review the trust provisions first. The next question is, I recently paid off a private mortgage that I had given to a distant cousin approximately 15 years prior. After the payment, I transferred the deed to her. I was recently denied a business line of credit because the bank shows that I own this home, and they say that it throws off my credit ratios. I have repeatedly attempted to contact my cousin to record the deed, but have received no response. The banker advised me to quiet the title as the property remains under my ownership. What is the correct course of action here? First, ignore the banker about quieting the title. That is not the answer. Second, if you have already received payment, have your attorney issue a new deed to your cousin and record it yourself. Take the recorded copy of the deed to the banker, as you no longer are the owner of record for the property. Good luck. And the final question for today is, I am in a legal dispute with my tenant who had a lease option to buy my 5,000 square foot building. The buyer failed to exercise the option on time and did not pay the agreed upon price. Therefore, I listed the property with a real estate agent and then started my own eviction process to get rid of the buyer. The buyer now is challenging me, saying he has a right to still purchase it. What should I do while I'm waiting for the hearing with the judge? It's scheduled 3 months from now. I want to show the property, but the buyer refuses to let my broker and anyone into the building. What can I do? First, stop referring to this person as the buyer. It is important to name the party for what they are, a tenant. Using the wrong legal words in real estate law will create further confusion as to legal capacity. If they have not exercised their option to purchase, then they are merely considered a tenant. Second, make sure you have your own hazard insurance on the property. Do not rely upon the tenant's insurance, or at the very least, make sure that you are properly named as the first loss payee in the event of a claim. Finally, you must await the court's decision before showing the property. Waiting for the resolution of the underlying dispute would be a waste of time for both your broker and potential buyer, because it is highly unlikely that the tenant will let other interested parties into the property during the dispute. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.